Smile when you wake up and start out the day by laughing your troubles away. Hey, hey, don't frown or worry, it won't help a thing. The best way is tune right up and sing. When old man trouble troubles you, just put him in his place. I found out the thing to do is laugh right in his face. Just smile when you wake up, be happy and gay, and laugh all your troubles away. Just smile when you wake up, be happy and gay, and laugh all your troubles away. Yes, sirree, boys and girls, you know when you smile, you can always be ready for fun. And everybody likes boys and girls when they smile and laugh. Oh, nobody likes an old cross patch. No, sirree, so you just be sure to keep on smiling all the time. Now, I want you to sing an old-time song, and I'll bet your mother knows, and I'll bet you know it, too. If you do, you just sing right along with me. The song is Stephen Foster's Camptown Races. Listen. Well, the Camptown ladies sing this song, do-da, do-da. The Camptown racetrack 9 miles long, oh, do-da-day. Well, I come down here with my hat caved in, do-da, do-da. Going back home with a lot of tin, oh, do-da-day. Gwine to run all night, gwine to run all day. I'll bet my money on the bobtail nag, somebody bet on the bay. That's fun.
Well, hello there, Happy Hank.
Well, hello there, Squeaky. Well, for goodness sake, hey, what's the idea of the costume?
Well, I was invited to an old-fashioned barn dance, and I wanted to see how I'd look dressed like a farmer.
Boys and girls, our little pal Squeaky is all dressed up just like a farmer. Straw hat and overalls, bandana handkerchief.
Well, you see, I've never been to a barn dance, Happy Hank.
Oh, say, you'll have a lot of fun. Hey, how many of you boys and girls have attended a barn dance, huh? Oh, louder. Well, then, you know it's a lot of fun. Well, dances and music and good things to eat.
Oh, boy, that's the part that interests me, the good things to eat. Ice cream and cake and everything.
Sure, sure.
Oh, boy. Well, what kind of songs do they sing at the barn dance?
What kind of songs do... Well, listen, here's one that we all know called Turkey in the Straw. Listen. Turkey in the straw, ho, 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 ho. Turkey in the hay, well, hey, hey. Well, I rolled him up, twist him up, hey, took a haw, and he hit up a tune called Turkey in the Straw. I was a-gwying down the road with a tired team and a heavy load. Well, I cracked my whip and the lead horse sprung. Says goodbye to the wagon tongue. Turkey in the straw, ha, ha, ha. Turkey in the hay, well, hey, hey, hey. And I roll him up, twist him up, a high took a haw, and he hit up a tune called Turkey in the Straw. Went out to milk and I didn't know how. Milked a goat instead of a cow. Well, a monkey's sitting on a pile of straw, winking at his mother-in-law. Turkey in the straw, ha, ha, ha. Turkey in the hay, well, hey, hey, hey. Roll him up, twist him up, a high took a haw, and I hit up a tune called Turkey in the Straw. I met a big catfish coming down the stream. Says the big catfish, what does you mean? Well, I caught the big catfish right on the snout. Turned Mr. Catfish inside out. Turkey in the straw, ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha. Turkey in the hay, well, hey, hey, hey. Roll him up, twist him up, a high tuck a haw, and a hit up a tune called Turkey in the Straw. Dump tiddly yump, bump, bump, bump. Well, you know, boys and girls, when we think about a barn dance, we think about farms. And when we think about farms, well, we just naturally think about cows. And when we think about cows, well, what do we think about?
Oh, say, I know, milk.
That's right, Squeaky, and when I think about milk, I see rosy-cheeked, healthy boys and girls who drink lots of milk. And, of course, that reminds me about our slogan song.
Well, my goodness, that was a long way around to get to the slogan song.
Well, maybe it was, but that's the way we remember things. Now, when we sing our slogan song, we remember to drink all our milk. So let's all sing it together. Now, if you don't know the words, you just hum right along with me, boys and girls. Now, here we go. When you take your seat and start in to eat, if you want to feel fine as silk, the one thing to do that's finest for you is be sure to drink all your milk. Bum, bum, yes, sirree. And remember to drink all your milk every day. Well, Popcorn, I was wondering what had happened to you. All right, then, jump right up on the stool beside me. Now, what's the trouble? Is that so? Oh, that's too bad.
Oh, well, what's the matter with Popcorn? He looks so scared.
No, he's not scared, Squeaky. Popcorn just told me some very bad news.
Oh, bad news. What in the world happened?
Well, just a few minutes ago, one of Popcorn's dog pals was crossing the street. He didn't see an auto coming down the street, and he was run over.
Oh, my goodness, that's too bad, Popcorn. I'm so sorry.
Popcorn says he feels very sad, and he wants to say a word to all his radio dog pals. Now, boys and girls, if your dog is near, you call him or her up to the radio to hear what Popcorn has to say. All right, Popcorn. Oh, that's fine, Popcorn. Popcorn says, be careful, pals, when you cross the street. Please stop and look and listen before you run into the street. Say, Popcorn, that's good advice for your dog pals, and it's good advice for all you boys and girls, too. You know when you're out playing ball and the ball rolls into the street? Well, don't run out into the street until you're absolutely sure it's safe. Look up and down the streets and be sure there are no cars coming. You know, it's better to stop and wait a few seconds than to dash out into the street and be run over by an auto. You see, I want all of you to be members of Happy Hank's Safety Club, and that means be a careful crossing crosser. Yes, sir. Now, you remember that one of our slogan songs was that, and I think we ought to sing it right now. If you know the words, sing right along with me. And if any of you boys and girls haven't heard the song before, you listen carefully. Here it is. Notice where you're walking, don't forget when you are talking, be a careful crossing crosser. Don't dash out into the street, never try some car to beat, but be a careful crossing crosser. Look in both directions, always cross at intersections, be a careful crossing crosser. Play it safe for goodness sakes. Sometimes autos have bad brakes, so be a careful crossing crosser. If the red light's glowing, wait until the green is showing. Be a careful crossing crosser. Always cross the street with care. You've no arms or legs to spare, so be a careful crossing crosser. All right, and now, boys and girls, it's time for another chapter in the exciting adventures of Squeaky and Sputters, the two little cowboys. Now, remember last time, the boys decided to get out their little red, white, and blue airplane and fly over the ghost town that they had located on the map. They think that this place might be where Black Tom the Outlaw has his new hideout. And they wanted Rocket to go, but he's afraid to ride in an airplane. Finally, though, when they told him that he might see his long-lost uncle, whom Black Tom has captured, he decided to go. That is, if while he's flying, he can keep one foot on the ground. Well, as the scene opens today, the boys are just about ready to leave. Listen.
Oh, boy, you know, it's going to feel good to get back into the air in this little old red, white, and blue airplane.
Yeah, but boy, you said it. This little plane has taken us a lot of places, you know it?
Yes, you know, though, we ought to get started. But where's Rocket?
Hey, well, where is he? I haven't seen him in about an hour.
You know, this flying helmet doesn't feel much like our cowboy hats, does it? Feels a lot tighter. Does yours?
Well, it feels that way because if a flying helmet comes down over your ears. Hey, where is that Rocket? He ought to get here so we can get started.
Well, I think I'll get into the plane and see if all the controls are working. Just a minute. Hey, Sputters, here's Rocket. Look.
Well, no wonder we couldn't find him. He's in the plane asleep.
Well, he's been cleaning up inside, I guess. He's got the broom with him. Say, let's play a joke on him. Let's take him up while he's still asleep, and then when he wakes up, he'll be way up in the air.
Hey, that's a good idea. But I tell you, I'll stay on the ground and talk to you by radio in the plane, because I want to test the walkie-talkie that we have in the Jeep, and this will be a good chance.
All right, and I'll tell you what happens. All right, stand clear while I start the motor. All clear. All clear. Okay, I'll see you later, Sputters. Hey, Rocket. Hey, Rocket, wake up. Wake up, Rocket, wake up.
Oh, me boy, I sure was sleeping. Well, I got to get out now, because I ain't going to ride this here airplane. I just ain't going to do it. Wait till it gets to dome. Oh!
Hey, what's the matter, Rocket? Did something scare you?
Where is we? I can't reach the ground. We's up here in the air flying like the birds. I just ain't gonna do this. I ain't gonna do it. Help! Help!
Oh, now sit still, Rocket. Now you'll start to like this in a minute.
No, sir, I won't. Help! Help! Where's my rabbit's foot? Oh, little rabbit's foot. You've got me out of tighter places than this. Do your stuff, little old rabbit's foot.
Oh, now look down there, Rocket. That's our S4S ranch. See?
Oh, that's the prettiest place I ever did see. I sure wish I could see it again. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, now relax, Rocket. Hey, Rocket, what are you holding your breath for?
Because I want to make myself just as light as possible. Get me out of here. Help! Help!
Well, Rocket is really scared. But wait till Squeaky starts to test that radio. Say, you be sure and listen next time to another chapter in the adventures of Squeaky and Sputters. And now, boys and girls, it's birthday time. Now, we want to celebrate all the birthdays. Oh, wait just a second. You know something? I forgot the riddle for today. Can you imagine that? All right, then. Here's a riddle that has to do with a birthday cake. Now, listen. Why is a baseball team like a birthday cake? Why is a baseball team like a birthday cake? Now, you try to figure out the answer, and then I'll tell you the right answer at the end of our program. Well, let's turn on the magic eye. And, oh, boy, we have a lot of birthdays today. Let's see all the hands. Hey, that's wonderful. So many birthdays. All right, now put your hands down. Let's make our wishes. You make yours as I make mine. I wish that... Now, all right, now take a big breath. One, two, three, blow. And all the candles are out. Now we'll sing the birthday song for all the boys and girls who are having birthdays today. I know a boy who has a birthday today. I know a girl who has one too. I'm glad to hear it and I'm happy to say a happy, happy birthday to you. Attention, boys and girls, here's the answer to our riddle today. All right, now, why is a baseball team like a birthday cake? Well, the answer is because they both have a good batter. Now, you be good, be careful, and smile when you wake up and start out the day by laughing your troubles away. Hey, hey, don't frown or worry, it won't help a thing. The best way is tune right up and sing. When old man trouble troubles you, just put him in his place. I found out the thing to do is laugh right in his face. Just smile when you wake up, be happy and gay, and laugh all your troubles away.